This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial of the third officer charged in the death of Elijah McClain is set to resume tomorrow. Aurora police officers, EMTs, and a former co-worker testified last week. Officer Alicia Ward was on scene and witnessed paramedics inject McClain with ketamine. She struggled on the witness stand when asked about what happened.
I don't know if his stomach is touching the ground or not. Like I said, his head is still turned away, so I don't know.
Officer Ward, is he toppled over onto his stomach?
I don't know.
Officer Nathan Woodyard is charged in McClain's death. He was the first to respond to the 911 call about McClain. Colorado's arts community is mourning the loss of Denver playwright, director, and actor Ken Grimes. Khadija Haynes is the co-founder of the Colorado Black Arts Movement. She says she'll remember his passion for the arts.
He worked with so many young artists and older artists and just helped to mentor them, to bring them along, and gave them a sense of confidence and calmness that really allowed artists to be all that they could possibly be.
Ken Grimes died this month of ALS, a neurodegenerative disease. He was 74. The University of Colorado at Colorado Springs is hosting an arts gathering focused on well-being this week. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
The almost week-long Arts and Resiliency Gathering includes 18 workshops and 3 evening performances. Contemporary New York dance company David Dorfman Dance, cellist Stephanie Winters, and multi-instrumentalist Kate Down will perform. And photographer Robert Gray and poet laureate Ashley Cornelius will lead some of the workshops. All are welcome, with a focus on veterans, LGBTQ+, military, individuals with disabilities, healthcare workers, and caregivers in the Pikes Peak region. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.